Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of August, 2022, Friday, September the 2nd. My wife had to correct me. She's having to correct me more and more as I get older, I've noticed. Well, we already, we skipped a chapter. We got confused on which chapter we were reading. So we filled yesterday in with 25. We'd already done 26. So today we're reading 27th chapter of Acts. And this is, telling about the crashing of their ship. they got shipwrecked, and they went through a lot of wind, tempestuous wind, and tossed and everything else. But finally, they made it to land, and this tells a story about how they all escaped safe to the land. And it's quite, I find it interesting. Paul was a great storyteller. He was able to say things, put you right there with him. You felt like you were right there on the ship with him when it was getting ready to crash. So, anyway, Mark is going to read this for us, and it's from the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, authorized King James Version.
It was determined that we should sail unto Italy, and to Italy they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners under one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Entering into his ship of Adramyttium, we launched, me and the sail by the coast of Asia, one of Starkus of Macedonia and Thessalonica being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. When we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. When we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, city of Lycia, and there the centurion found the ship of Alexander sailing into Italy. We pushed therein, and when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmon. Hardly passing, came unto a place which was called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto the city of Lycia. Now when much time was spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was not already passed, Paul admonished them and said to them, "Sirs, I perceive this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only the lading in the ship, but also for lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things that were spoken by Paul, because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to part thence also, finding means they might attain to Venice and there to winter, which is in haven of Crete and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. When the south wind blew soft, was opposing that they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close by Crete. Not long after there arose against an impetuous wind called Reclaean. When the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which was called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps in girding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, straight sail, and so were driven. We being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast down with our own hands, attacking on the ship. When neither sun nor stars for many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. After long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened to me, and I am loose from Crete, who gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss for the man of life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island, and when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down Adria about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, sounded and found it 20 fathoms, and when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. And fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for day. As the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat in the sea under color as though they would have kept cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, Except these bind in the ship, you cannot be saved. And the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And when the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried to continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. When he had broken it, began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat, and we were in all the ship 216 souls. When they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And it was a day they knew not the land. They discovered a certain creek of the shore into which they were minded if it were possible to rest in the ship. When they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea and loosed the rubber bands, hoisted up the mainsail for wind and made toward shore. Following to a place where 2 seas met, they ran the ship aground, the 4 parts stuck fast, and made unmovable. The hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. The centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose. Command they which could swim should cast themselves first in the sea, get to land. And the rest came on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship, and so it came to pass and escaped all safe to land.
Thank you, Mark. I hope you all have a good day today. Remember me in prayer today. I would request. I'm having a lot of problems with my right foot again. So I would appreciate your prayers.